And in a moment, you're going to hear racing has only been back in the state for about a week and a half. There's already been the death of a greyhound on the Launceston racing track. More on that next. Racing in the state has only been back a week and a half or so after restrictions on the racing industry eased, and already there's been the death of a greyhound. In fact, it was in the first race meeting for greyhounds in Launceston since that easing that two-year-old greyhound Linkar Lefty died on June the 15th. Dennis Anderson is the National President of the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds. Thank you for joining me, Dennis. What does the Stewards Report tell us happened on June the 15th, that greyhound race meet?
Yes, good evening. Yes, what happened was that Linkar Lefty collided with another greyhound on the last turn, and unfortunately Linkar Lefty fractured an ankle, finished the race, and then after the race was over was assessed by the vets, found to have a fractured ankle, and then the decision was made by her owner and trainer to euthanise her.
How do these collisions happen on a greyhound racetrack?
They mainly happen on the turns. The problem is that the lure is too close to the rail, and as the dogs are coming into or out of the turns, they bunch up. It's also compounded by the fact that there are eight dogs in the race, when a standard race in the United Kingdom is limited to six dogs.
So how common is this kind of injury?
This is a very common injury. This is the fifth dog killed at Launceston Greyhound Track. And it's the 110th dog killed in Australia in 2020. And the most common causes are either broken legs or broken ankles.
And why does a dog need to be euthanised after an injury like this?
Yes, the dog can in fact be repaired by a vet and nursed back to health. But that costs about $4,000, we're advised by vets. The connections of the dog are unwilling to spend that money and spend the time in the rehabilitation because there is no guarantee at the end of that process that the dog will still be competitive. So it's cheaper and more convenient to euthanise the dog following such an incident.
If you've just joined us, you're hearing from Dennis Anderson, National President of the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds, in the first greyhound race meet in Launceston since the easing of restrictions Monday last week. A greyhound was euthanised after being injured during a race. Are there any financial or other penalties associated with these injuries happening?
No, there's not. So if a dog is injured and breaks its leg or ankle, there's no financial penalties on the owner or trainer of the dog at all.
TAS Racing has sent through a statement, which I'll read listeners in a moment, but they have said that this year to date, speaking about the financial year, 11 greyhounds were euthanised or deceased at the track. Last year for the same period, 18 greyhounds were euthanised or deceased at the track. Is this an indication that at least the industry is trying to tackle the problem?
Look, we don't see it that way. The industry has been advised by the University of Technology in Sydney, who did a detailed study into how to make tracks safer, and their number one recommendation was to race on straight tracks. Now, there are no straight tracks in Tasmania. They're all oval tracks. There are three straight tracks in Australia, one in Queensland, one in Victoria, and one in South Australia, and we've done a detailed analysis of comparing those tracks with oval tracks. And the overwhelming evidence is that by racing on a straight track, you will reduce fatalities and injuries. The other thing is the position of the lure. The University of Technology in Sydney asked that lures be positioned for at the centre of the track. And looking at the video of the race in which poor old Linkar Lefty died, the lure is still quite close to the rail. The other thing is the number of dogs in a race. and they recommended, the University of Technology in Sydney recommended, that the maximum field should be 6 dogs. So until those recommendations are adopted, we don't see that the industry is being serious about reducing deaths and injuries at all. One of the things we're very suspicious of, having studied the figures, is that dogs are being removed from the track and then euthanized by a private vet after they've been removed.
So how would this show up on the steward's report? Would it just say that they're injured?
Yes, that's right. So we've done some investigation on this, but not enough. And the limited investigation we've done is showing that injured dogs, instead of being euthanized at the track, are being removed and euthanized afterwards. And we suspect, we don't have the proof yet, that that's why the figures for the deaths at the track are being reduced from what they were in previous years.
Dennis Anderson, appreciate you joining me this afternoon on Drive and bringing this issue to the attention of listeners. Dennis Anderson is the National President of the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds, a greyhound in Launceston, the first greyhound race meet in Launceston since the easing of restrictions died. It was a two-year-old greyhound called Lynn Carr Lefty, was euthanized after an injury on the track. I have requested an interview with the Office of Racing Integrity. Hopefully they'll be able to join Drive in the coming days. Also requested an interview with TAS Racing. They declined an interview but did provide the following statement, saying that TAS Racing can confirm that a greyhound was euthanized by a veterinarian on Monday the 15th of June after it fractured its right hock. TAS Racing and the industry have taken a number of positive steps to improve the welfare of all racing greyhounds during their career and when they retire. These include undertaking track benchmarking and measurement to ensure consistent racing services and GPS mapping of the tracks in preparation for Professor David Eager's analysis of the design and maintenance of tracks, pointing out that Professor Eager is a recognised expert in the field nationally. But for the COVID-19 pandemic, if it wasn't for the COVID-19 pandemic, Professor Eager would have completed his work in this space. This is now expected to be completed in late August. And those figures that I mentioned a little bit earlier as I was talking to Dennis Anderson, we'll keep an eye out for those figures coming through in August, and we'll follow this story and keep an eye on it as well. If you'd like to join in, if you would like to join the conversation, 0467 922 917 is the text line this afternoon. The number to call, 1300 361 688. What's your response to hearing that just days after the racing industry starting up again, there was a death of a greyhound at a race meet in Launceston? Those numbers are the number